Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening, everyone. This is another edition of the Gregory Crawford on Sports Biz Show. We do this show every Tuesday night at 10 o'clock. Very special show tonight. Going to talk to five coaches in the NWAC sports, and they all coach basketball, and they all do a great job. You can follow me on Twitter at WC Hoops. But since we're getting in a little late tonight, had a little technical difficulty starting, we're going to go right to the show, and we're going to open up with Brock Beltre. He coaches at Skagit Valley Community College and does a great job. And let's bring Brock on right now. Brock, how are you doing tonight? Thanks for being on the program.
Doing well, Greg. Thanks for having me.
You betcha. My pleasure. And I think I'm going to ask everybody to start out the same question in kind of a capsule summary. Tell everybody a little bit about yourself and about Skagit Valley Community College.
Oh, okay. Yeah, this is my 15th or 16th year coaching college basketball. Got into it, kind of my junior, senior year of college. Former player in the NWAC. Have kind of been all around the West Coast for the last 15 or so years. Spent some time in Seattle, the Seattle Pacific. Have recruited the NWAC as a four-year coach over the years, so just familiar with the league. This is my third year at Skagit Valley, and just really happy with the direction the program's headed and what we've been able to do over the last 2 years.
Great, great. Brock, how's practice? I know it's very early on. How's your team shaping up for 15-16?
You know, it's good so far. I think, we do like our guys at this point, which is good. Starting the year off, if you're not happy with your guys at this point, you know, it's going to be a long year. But we like our guys. They're working hard for us, both on the court and in the classroom. And things are just headed in the right direction. So it's not where we want to be, obviously. It is only October, but definitely the wheels are turning and guys are doing what we need them to be doing at this point of the year. And all guys are headed in the right direction, which is a good sign early on.
Brock, when your practice is over each night and your guys are hopefully going to study, I know they probably are, or going to eat dinner and you're walking out to your car, what's maybe one or two things that's going to bring a smile to your face that you might have accomplished in practice overall?
You know, early on in the season, you're usually the JUCO level, it's a lot of new guys, so you're trying to put in the foundation of your program and trying to figure out chemistry and things like that. And I think with this group, as we've walked off the floor every night, we've really just been happy with how well they work together, how well we're playing as a team, how well we're sharing the ball, which, you know, those things can usually take all year to figure out. And I think our group this year has really adapted quickly to one another and figure that out pretty quick and are ahead of the curve, I guess. So every night out of practice, Coach Paul and I are really, we've really been pleased with how quickly they're picking up on those things.
And Brock, you, final question for you. Do you kind of set some personal goals that maybe you don't even share with people to how you want the season to be, or do you just kind of let that play out?
Oh, no, I think as a coach, you always got to have goals set. I think if you don't have direction for where you're going, it's going to be hard to accomplish the things you really want to accomplish. But I think with our group here, I think they all understand, whether it be administration, whether it be head coach, whether it be the players through the recruiting, the cream process. I mean, our goal from the first day here was to, compete for a North Region title every year and then go as deep as we can in the NWAC tournament. And that, I don't think that goal will ever waver while we're here. I think we have good administration who wants to see us be able to achieve that year in and year out. And I think our guys understand when we recruit them, that's the goal. So it's, we work hard to do that through the recruiting process, and then we push our guys every day, hey, we want to be North Region champs. We're working hard to do that. As a coaching staff, we're doing what we need to do, and so we want our players to have that goal and expectation and hold each other accountable for those expectations as well. So that's our goal year in and year out, and hopefully we've got a group to keep us on task this year.
In sports, you want to have a great leadoff hitter. In some sports, great point guard, great quarterback. You did a great job starting us out tonight, a brand-new show, and third Tuesday in November, Brock, and thanks for doing a fabulous job and coming on and doing this show with us.
No problem, Greg. We'll see you next month. Take care.
You betcha. That's Brock Feltry, the head men's coach at Skagit Valley Community College. Now let's jump over to one of my favorite cities, Spokane, Washington, and talk to Jeremy Groth, the head men's coach at Spokane Community College. Good evening, Jeremy.
Hey, Greg. Thanks for having me, and thanks, as always, for helping promote the great sport that's NWAC basketball.
My pleasure. And speaking of NWAC basketball, tell us a little bit about yourself and Spokane Community College.
Well, like Brock, I played in the NWAC over at Big Bend Community College for 2 years, and so I kind of know what NWAC basketball is about from being a player myself. And this is my 12th year of college coaching. I coached at Concordia University, where I played at down in Southern California after I was done playing for 4 years. And then this is my 8th year at Spokane, with the last 4 being as the head coach.
Terrific. And I know it's very early, but give us an early assessment of your 15-16 team.
Well, this year, kind of how it worked out between a lot of guys returning, we have 6 of our top 7 scorers all back from last year. On a team that led the NWAC in scoring. So we can really score the basketball, but we got to work on a lot of things as far as obviously the defensive end and getting a little tougher. And so because we have a lot of experience back at this point in the year, we're at a good spot, but we still have a lot of room to grow and a lot of room to improve. And so far our guys are off to a good start as far as being hungry, competing every day, and trying to make the most of every practice.
Jeremy, speaking the most of every practice, if you had an ideal scenario, what would be your practice time? And what's kind of a good length of time that you like to go in practice?
Well, obviously, as the year goes on, practices start to get a little shorter because you're getting everything in, working on some fine-tuning some things. But at this time of the year for us, perfect practice time is about the two-hour limit. We feel if we're going a little harder, a little longer than 2 hours, we're probably not going hard enough during those 2 hours. And so we just hopefully with planned out practice, we can get in everything we need to get in those in that time limit, as well as work on our skills and conditioning, obviously, within practice as well.
And what's something that often brings a smile to your face when you walk off the practice floor each night, day or morning?
At our level especially, it's seeing how guys can really grow their relationships off the court and how close they become as friends, as well as just brothers on the court, become brothers off the court. And like at our level, a lot of college levels, the relationships they build are lifelong. They're not just the 2 years or the 1 year. They go far past the time of basketball and the time they play, and it carries on to their family life, their professional life, and their life down the road. They call those guys brothers for life. And so for me, it's really a smile on my face when I see on the court our guys developing, especially obviously their skill work getting better, getting a chance to move on, or obviously getting their degree. Go towards that every day. But mainly it's just guys having a great experience and really caring for each other and making sure they know it's about something more about relationships as well, which is rewarding as a coach to see.
Terrific. And final question for you, Jeremy. How about as far as scrimmaging? Do you like a good mix of scrimmaging against yourself and then an outside opponent? What's your philosophy on scrimmaging?
We do like to, because we get in NWAC, you get 3 scrimmage dates. So we try to make the most of those scrimmage dates every year. And so we do need to play outside competition to make sure you're ready with your rotations and those things. When you do start playing real games, you want to make sure you hopefully get some of the mistakes out of the way that you can get through scrimmages and kind of learn from those. As far as practice, too, obviously, got to have a lot of competition, a lot of competing, whether that's scrimmages or drills, just to make sure guys are bringing it and making it matter, and they can hopefully they're prepared and they're planning and prepared for games when those do come up. Whether it's through practice scrimmages or scrimmage games against someone else, you're hoping by the time games come around, you at least figure some things out and you can play at a high level and compete at a high level.
Great job, Jeremy. We'll talk to you again in approximately a month. It'll be a permanent part of this program, as is everybody tonight. And I'll look forward to hopefully catching up with you in person someday soon.
Thanks, Greg. Thanks for having me again, and I look forward to talking to you next month as well.
You betcha. That's Jeremy Groth, the head men's basketball coach at Spokane Community College. Now let's jump down to a a city I'm very familiar with, Walla Walla, Washington. And we will talk to Jeff Ryland, the head men's coach at Walla Walla Community College. Jeff, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing really well, Greg. Thanks for having me on your program.
And you betcha, my pleasure. And I really enjoy watching your teams, Jeff. And I don't have to build my career at this point of it, so I'm factual. Thanks for the great product you put out.
I appreciate that. That means a lot. Thank you.
You betcha. And tell our listening audience, we've got a huge listening audience tonight. Tell them a little bit about yourself and Walla Walla Community College.
Well, you know, like Jeremy, I was a ex-NWAC player. I played at Walla Walla Community College way, way, way back in the day, 1980, 81, 82. And so I've been doing this for a little while. I've been at Walla Walla as the head coach for the last 23 years. And, you know, we've had a lot of success over the years. And you know, Walla Walla is a great college and a great city, and I've really enjoyed it here. And, you know, don't really plan on going anywhere else. So going to ride it out in Walla Walla, it looks like.
Very good. Great place to ride it out. I know, as I've said to each coach, I know it's very early. But how are things going so far for 15-16?
It's going really well, I think. You know, we have a lot of new players. You know, we only have three players back off last year's team that saw the floor at all. And, you know, so we're a lot of new players, a lot of new faces. But in the 23 years that I've been here, we probably have the most athletic talent that we've ever had. So we've got some very good players, some very nice pieces. And, you know, right now we're just trying to teach those guys how to fit those pieces together into there. So we're pretty excited, actually.
Jeff, with your success as a coach and your longevity, and that really means something. When will those pieces fit together? When will you know that they fit together in your own mind? Even though I know coaches are only happy at the present performance, they always want to get better.
Yeah, I hear you. You know, and that's very true. But, you know, what we try to shoot for every year, you know, you want your kids playing really well heading into league play. So, you know, the early games, you know, they're all important. We all want to win those games. But, you know, those are the games where you're kind of trying to, you know, get these guys some reps in a game situation so that they can see whether the pieces are fitting together or whether, you know, they're not, and if we need to make some changes. And you know, so the goal is to always have things going pretty well by league play. You know, it's a tough thing about the NWAC is, you know, it's a The league season is not very long, so by the time league play rolls around, you better be ready to go, and that's my goal every year for our club, is to have us playing well at that time.
Absolutely. A great job tonight, Jeff, and I'll definitely see you in person at the Christmas tournament at Clackamas Community College, and thanks for being a part of this program. We'll talk to you again in a month's time.
Hey, that's thank you, Greg, and, you know, I'm looking forward to it. And just, again, thanks for having us on the show, and thanks for helping us promote NWAC basketball. So I really appreciate it.
Oh, it's part of my mission in life as I get to the back nine here, which I've already hit, probably the 19th hole, actually. So
okay. Well, hit them straight, though.
I will. I always do. All right, great. Thank you. Now we're going to swing over to Eugene, Oregon, and we're going to talk to Greg Sheely, the outstanding women's basketball coach at Blaine Community College. And, Greg, besides having a great name, tell everybody a little bit about you and Blaine Community College.
Oh, wow. I'm entering my 16th year at Blaine. Been there a while. Fortunately, I've been able to recruit some good players and have some reasonable success. So hopefully we're going to continue in that same mold, working it out in the southern region and then hopefully beyond.
Very good. And, you know, talking about the success, it's a little different for community college basketball because at the most you're going to have somebody 3 years, most cases two. Of course, every other Division One obviously has somebody four or five, so you better get it right pretty early, right, Greg?
Yeah, recruiting is the lifeline of any collegiate sport, but especially at the junior college level, because you got to bring kids in every year that are going to be impact if you're going to maintain any type of sustainable success. So we got to bring in 6 to 8 kids every year, and we got to hope that 4 or 5 of them, you know, are going to be contributing to the program, and so that way, you know, you're not waiting. I've found over the years that you know, gals, unlike the guys might be willing to wait their turn and maybe wait a year or two and redshirt and all that stuff. Usually the gals, if they're not contributing right away, they got plenty of other things to do, so they move on. So recruiting is really, really important for us.
What do you think so far? I know, as I've mentioned to all the coaches, it's early, but what do you think so far with this 15-16 edition of your team?
I'm excited about my team. You mentioned 3-year kids. We have 2 kids coming off an injury last year that played for us and started for us 2 years ago, and Shelby Snook and Gabby Heen. So that's exciting to get those 2 back as 3rd-year kids. A 3rd-year kid at a junior college program is they're hard to come by, and you don't necessarily want them because usually it's because of an injury, but just the extra year of maturity and understanding of what you want for your program is vital, and we have a couple other sophomores that are second-year sophomores, so we're really looking forward to this year.
Greg, the question about scrimmaging, what's your philosophy as a successful coach? Do you battle against yourself all the time? Do you battle an outside force, or do you get a good mix of doing that as you prepare for pre-league and then league, as you mentioned?
Yeah, it kind of comes and goes, mixes and matches, depending upon, at least in my program, sometimes we'll have, more numbers or less numbers, and usually when we have a larger team, 13, 14, that's usually the way I like to start the year. We'll usually beat up on each other in practice, and then try to get a few scrimmages in with opponents before the league starts. But sometimes you have, the smaller teams this year. Right now, we're only at 10 right now, so we got to be really careful with what we're doing.
And I think in closing, Greg, as an experienced coach, one thing I wished even the NWAC played more games, but it's a very fast season.
Yeah, it comes, it goes, it's quick. Our league has expanded this year with Clark adding to the Southern Region, so and then Lynn Benton on the women's side bringing women's basketball back. So our preseason is even shorter now because we have more league opponent games. It comes, it goes, it's quick, and before you know it, it's March, and hopefully you're still playing.
Great job tonight, Greg. A pleasure to have you on the program, and we'll talk to you again in a month's time approximately.
Sounds great. I really appreciate it. Thank you very much.
You betcha. That's Greg Shealy, the head women's basketball coach at Lane Community College. Now we'll swing up to a town I'm very familiar with as well, Longview, Washington, and talk to Chad Metters, the head women's coach at Lower Columbia Community College. Good evening, Chad. How are you?
Doing great, Greg. Doing great. Thanks for having me on.
You betcha. My pleasure. And we'll start you out, Chad. Tell everybody a little bit about yourself and about Lower Columbia Community College.
Well, Greg, I'm an NWACer as well. I graduated from Clackamas Community College. And so I really understand the mission of community college, and I really have a passion for that. I grew up out in Oregon in the North Willamette Valley and coached out at State and High School for many years before coming out to Lower Columbia. Lower Columbia has been a great place for me. I've been here about starting my 9th year, so I'm starting to settle in and know my way around.
Yeah, very good, and you've done a great job, and I just got to throw out a personal note. You've always supported me on social media, which is so vital nowadays, and I appreciate that, and I appreciate everybody at LCC supports me on that, as good as any school in the entire NWAC, and that personally means something to me. So hats off there. How are things going so far for you, Chad? What do you think of this 15-16 team you're going to start very soon with games?
Well, so far, so good. In fact, for the first time in my 9 years, I've grown hair. So I'm starting to feel comfortable. It's not falling out. It's not turning gray. I've got 11 freshmen, 11 first-year players, and I got 4 sophomores. We're trying to get them to go all in the same direction. And every day is fun. I got to have a little patience and just make sure I'm coaching them up every day and not losing that patience and making sure that it's a process. And just in general, getting our kids to learn how to enjoy the process of improvement every day. And once they buy into that, things tend to come together.
Chad, as you mentioned, a history with Clackamas Community College. Now you've got a great history at Lower Columbia Community College. And, you know, my feeling is, Chad, that young people, they still want discipline. They still want to learn. And we've got a great future ahead of us with these young people, and especially in sports. They're really looking for guidance.
No question. I think you hit that well as an excellent point. Kids need discipline. Young adults need discipline, and they really want to be a part of something a little bit bigger than themselves. They just have to be shown the way, and it is a great opportunity to have 18, 19, sometimes 20-year-old players, and this is the time where they get to grow up. They get to make the decisions, and those things, those decisions that they make, that lasts them the rest of their life. So it's just great to be a part of that and try to give them the direction that they can be successful down the road.
Chad, when you walk in your office here in the next few weeks, what's going to make you clench your fist and say, yeah, besides a victory, but more so about practice, yeah, we're really starting to gel?
Well, I love practice, Greg, so I'm fired up every day. But, you know, I like to see my kids come in with smiles. I like to see the hard work and the passion show through. And I like to see them not just talk but also listen. I get to see them listening, and in those two things, communication, talking, and listening, you get to see the growth, you get to see the improvement, and it's just watching them improve those fundamentals daily and then see it transfer over to a scrimmage or in a game, or to see those things and you see them and the look on their face when they've done something they've been practicing for so much to improve and get better at.
How about goals, Chad? Do you get together with the team as goals, as a coach's staff? Do you let the players have their own goals? Or don't worry about those and maybe have your own private message in your head that you might share with your family and a couple people about goals? How do you handle that?
Well, I think goals are vital. It's a cornerstone. We don't talk in terms of wins or league titles or any of those type of things. For me, my goals are pretty simple. Is I want to see our kids graduate. I want to see our kids move on to four-year schools. And if they can get their education paid through for basketball or academically and not walk out with a huge loan debt over their head as they graduate from a four-year institution, that to me is what the NWAC is all about. And as far as team-type activities and goals, we'll set measurables consistently through the year in terms of improvement or in terms of times. So we're pretty extensive in the goals that we set and we keep those records and we keep all that information for all of our years, and we can look back on those and really get the Lower Columbia College family back together again and share out of those year in and year out.
You're going to close us out each month on the program, and you did a great job of starting that out tonight, Chad. Pleasure to know you. Thanks for all your support on and off the program, and we'll talk to you again in a month's time.
My pleasure, Greg, and thanks for having us on and really supporting the NWAC, and really appreciate all the things you do for basketball and the communities in the NWAC in general.
My pleasure. Thank you for saying that. It means a lot to me, and we're going to keep going till I die, which I hope is not tomorrow. Good night, listeners. Thank you very much for listening. Big audience tonight. We appreciate it, and we'll be back with this five group of coaches in approximately a month's time. We'll let you know, and this is the Great Rick Crawford on Sports Business Show, which a big part of business of sports is the game of basketball, and the NWAC is a big part of that. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to make all your free throws.